It's Dino on the line with David Beadle. He plays bass for the Naked and Famous, who are in town tomorrow night at the Rialto Theater. How you doing, David?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Where are you guys going to be coming from for the show?
We're coming from L.A. We've been based out here for the last couple of years, writing and recording this new record, Simple Forms. So we're flying out today, and we'll be ready for the show tomorrow.
So Tucson's the first stop on the tour.
First show. It'll be a nice experiment and really exciting to play some of these new tracks live.
So you're in LA now, but you guys are originally from New Zealand. Now, it gets pretty hot in New Zealand, correct?
Yeah. During the summertime, it gets hot and humid.
Well, we're still like in the 90-100 degree range here in Tucson, so make sure you bring your swim shorts so you can hang out by the pool before the gig.
Yeah, I was checking the weather this morning.
Well, I discovered you guys about, 6 years ago when Youngblood came out. It totally just blew me away the first time I heard that on the radio.
Thank you so much.
And what is it about that song for you guys? It's kind of like your calling card now.
I don't know. I guess it resonates with people. It's a song about youth, and it's exciting. It's about living and starting new, and I think sort of themes resonate with a lot of people.
Now, that song has obviously been very good to you. I mean, it's been in a ton of TV shows, movies, and commercials, right?
Yeah, we've been very lucky in that regard.
I think I even heard it recently in a Kohl's commercial. For a band to have that outlet these days, there's no more MTV, so that's the thing now, right, for bands?
Yeah, that's the best way, in my opinion, to get exposure is, syncing to commercials or radio on movies. That's a great way to get music exposed and to new ears.
Tell me a little bit about Simple Forms. That's coming out October 14th. What's the deal with the new album?
It's reminiscent, I guess, of Passive Me Aggressive You. We kind of wanted to hark back to sort of the original Naked and Famous sound, the sound which made us happy. And I think the first single that we've released, Higher, is sort of reminiscent of that feeling. And the record's also a reflection of, we spent a little bit of time apart at the end of the last tour. And so the record is sort of a reflection of that time apart, and then us coming back together after a couple of years and getting into the rehearsal room and running these new songs and, just being excited about what we were doing and what we were creating again.
So sometimes everybody needs that little bit of break from each other so they can come back refreshed and with new ideas and kind of work together a little bit more cohesively, because after you've been together for so long, sometimes it starts to get a little bit on everybody's nerves, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a big family, and, when you're living on a tour bus with, 12 people, and, you're in the same room with the same people every day, and working in something like music or any sort of art, things can get a little taxing or opinionated, but, this third record is us coming back and realizing how much we enjoyed this and enjoyed each other's company and enjoyed writing the music that we write.
Well, it's like I always say, how can we miss you if you never go away, right?
Absolutely.
Getting back to the band then as a whole, with kind of some left field questions, who is the most naked in Naked and Famous?
Oh, man. I guess maybe Jesse?
Jesse. All right. Jesse plays drums. Yeah, drummers, they have no inhibitions. They just get out there and they do their thing with as little clothes as possible, right?
Yeah.
With that being said, who's the most famous in the band? Like, who's Mr. Press the Flesh and meeting people, high-fiving, that guy? Who's that guy?
I don't even know if we have that. We're the most, normal, boring band I can think of.
You guys are just one cohesive unit, right? You're just like a gang roaming the countryside.
Yeah. Really poorly roaming.
In a tour bus, in luxury, but whatever. Now, you play bass, David. So I have to ask you. I saw this meme on the internet. It's because you can't leave dogs in cars when it's hot, or kids. They always make the big deal about that. But someone had left their bass player in the van, and it said, "Oh, it's okay. He's just the bass player." Do you ever feel discriminated against because you are the bass player?
Nah, I don't think so. Those four strings and five notes are very important to me.
Yes, somebody's got to do it, and you'll always have a job. Well, thank you so much, David. I really appreciate your time. The show is tomorrow night at the Rialto Theater. Tickets are available at the Rialto Theater box office, or you can get them through the concert calendar at kfma.com. David, have fun in Tucson. Make sure you bring your shorts and your swim trunks, and make sure you get a couple laps in at the pool before you head to the show.
All right. Thanks very much.